Hello, hello! Welcome back to the Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus and I'm so glad you could join me here today. Every time Jan 1st is about to come around, we're all encouraged to make resolutions. What kind of habits am I going to inculcate? I'm going to exercise every day. I'm going to write every day. I'm going to cook more. I'm going to eat healthy. Or we are encouraged to make all kinds of goals, ambitions and plans, set everything for the new year. I'm going to grow my business this much this year. I'm going to make an effort to create this much content every week. Blah, 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 blah. But come end of Jan, Feb at the most, all these resolutions that have been made go down the drain. Think back on your own life, on the people you know who are around you, family, friends. How many people actually keep up their resolutions till the end of every year? Very, very tiny percentage, right? If even that. The reason this happens is we're doing it all wrong. There's nothing wrong with having goals and plans and ambitions, but we are aiming for the wrong things. Or we're aiming for things for the wrong reasons. And that's the reason it doesn't work out. It rarely ever does. So this new year, how about we set some intentions in a very conscious way? So here are three questions to ask yourself as you set intentions for this new year. And when you answer them for yourself, you can either write them down or just think about it. I do encourage noting them down, your answers, the questions and the answers, because then you can keep going back to it, keep looking at it to remind you what you're aiming for. The first one, who am I this year? What kind of person am I this year? And then don't aim for the low-hanging fruits like I'm a successful person, I'm a winner, that kind of stuff. Ditch all the low-hanging fruit and go for something higher. Go deeper. I'm the kind of person who is in ease and flow. I'm the kind of person who's kind and thoughtful and mindful. I'm the kind of person who's very wise and who responds thoughtfully instead of reacting to situations. You get the gist, you get the idea. So think on these lines and ask yourself who you are going to be this year. The second question. How do I feel this year? Like, how do I want to feel? How will I feel? It's not even a question of wanting to. It's like, how will I feel this year? I feel surrendered, peaceful, fulfilled, joyful. Go for these kinds of emotions. Reach for these. The higher ones again, not the low-hanging fruit. The ones which could make you feel expansive, you know, the expansive emotions, and the ones that are flexible because there's so much more meaning under them, not specifics. When you go for specifics, like, you know, wanting certain things and making yourself feel happy because of it, when you go for that, then you're limiting yourself. Instead, when you say, I'm a fulfilled person. I'm a person who goes with the flow every day, or I'm a person who reaches flow state every single day or most of the time. You know, when you ask for things like that, or when you state things like that, then the universe will conspire to provide you many things. There are creative possibilities. It just opens up opportunities for you to feel that way. So think deep and ask yourself this question and note down your answers. How do I feel this year? And finally, how can I be a kinder, more mindful person this year? For this, I cannot give you examples. You'll have to think of this for yourself. Think specifically of the different kinds of people in your life, the situations, even of yourself. A lot of times we forget to be kind to our own selves. Think of these and think of ways that you can be more mindful and more kind throughout the year. How you can be the light, how you can always uplift people you touch, you know, the situations that you're in, how you can raise the vibration. So yeah, ask yourself these three questions and then the rest of it, the intentions, the goals, the ambitions, those will fall into place. You will be guided. You will be connected to your higher self as you keep contemplating on these three questions. Who am I this year? How do I feel this year? And how can I be more kind and mindful this year? I hope I've given you a lot of food for thought. And hey, if you like the way I speak, then guess what? I write even better. My writing has stories, has joy, has love, and brings so much fulfillment to me that it shows in the stories that I write. And to get those stories, sign up for my newsletter, The Feel Good Tribe. Go to veganosaurus.com/newsletter. The link is in the show notes and sign up. I'd love to have you on the Feel Good Tribe and also hear back from you whenever I send you the next email. All right. Wish you a very, very happy new year. I know I'm a couple of days early, but you get it. Wish you a wonderful 2024. A year of ease, joy, peace, and deep, deep fulfillment. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again very soon. Bye!